And right now we are going to the phone lines where we are joined by Jeff Lucas. Jeff is an author, speaker, pastor. He's former vice president of Evangelical Alliance UK, and he's written a new Bible study, Notorious, an integrated study of the road scallywags of Scripture. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Great to be with you guys. I'm speaking to you from rainy England, which is why I've got this accent thing going on. It's just been refurbished over here. So,
well, we do appreciate you joining us, and you've written this study. Why in the study did you decide to focus on some of the what might be considered the villains or the bad guys of the Bible?
Well, I think that often the bad guys are overlooked and they become bit part players in the drama, whereas actually the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10, talks about how the negative example of Israel can be used for our learning. And so I thought, wouldn't it be interesting just to not gloss over these characters, but look carefully at them and see where they went wrong, see what lessons that we can learn so that perhaps we might follow in their footsteps. This is another camera angle, if you like, a way of looking at familiar stories, I hope, in a fresh way.
And who are some of the scallywags that you chose to focus on?
Yeah, scallywags is a bit of an unusual word that you don't often hear these days. People like Jezebel, who's Cruella de Vil of the Old Testament story with Elijah, Herod the Great, who frankly wasn't so great, Cain, where you've got a fight going on there about worship, the older brother in the prodigal story, not a real character, a parable character, and yet so much that we can, and even Judas, Judas Iscariot, a character who frankly presents us with a few theological difficulties to get over in terms of the way that he acted with his life. But those are some of the characters that I looked at, and really the purpose of this study, guys, is to have the opportunity for a church to have an integrated approach. So there's a book, there's daily Bible reading notes, there's sermon outlines, there's video. A church can navigate through this whole package together over a 9-week period and hopefully learn some really important and vital lessons.
And as you mentioned, it is a Bible study book. I mean, it would be a great study for a group, and you certainly give kind of a different perspective for a group study. And you mentioned some of those folks, and you mentioned Judas, who does give us some trials. I mean, Judas is probably the ultimate, I guess, other than Satan, the ultimate bad guy of the Bible in many ways.
He really is. And I think that so often we point to the mention of him carrying the money, mm-hmm. and to his, you know, as being a primary reason for his betrayal. But I think that actually when we reflect on this, something else was going on, because there was such a hope at that time for a military Messiah who would kick out those Roman bad guys and reestablish Israel with a Messiah figure in Jerusalem. And, you know, when you look at the story, you see Peter, for example, even pulling a sword, thinking that this was the big moment. So I wonder, and many scholars speculate, that perhaps Judas, it wasn't just about the money, but he was trying to spark a confrontation between Jesus and authorities and would trigger that revolution, that political revolution that he wanted to see. In a way, his story is about trying to manage God, trying to insist he does things according to our preferences rather than what he wants to do, him being God. And so I think there's some really deeper lessons that we can learn as we look at the tragic character of Judas, because we can all try that one, managing God. Wow.
Yeah.
That's been the danger for believers and unbelievers alike through the centuries.
Well, and you think about Judas, you know, it's not like at some point Jesus called him and he began to follow him. And I don't think, you know, he started to follow him going, I'm going to follow this guy so in 3 years I can betray him. You know, I mean, there was a time when he was like probably excited and to see he was one of the 12 sent out and doing miracles and casting out demons and healing people. And, you know, like you said, somewhere along the way it changes, but it didn't begin that way.
No, and I think, I mean, there are some genuinely bad people in the Bible, obviously, and in history. And most of us fall something in between. You know, we tend to categorize people as good or bad, Mother Teresa or Hitler. You know, those are the extremes. But the truth is, I think you're absolutely right. Most people don't get up in the morning and say, I think I'm going to do something really stupid and immoral and criminal today. But the story of Potiphar's wife, and she's never actually named. She is eternally in the biblical record just known as Potiphar's wife. That's a story of an attempt to gradually wear somebody down, and the corrosive power of temptation that can, you know, basically take a good person and wear them down to the point where they make tragic and ridiculous decisions. Hopefully, Joseph ran for his life and just got out of there. But you're absolutely right. I think that there can just be this gradual build-up of perhaps frustration and disappointment and all of that, those layers of those emotions can then ultimately lead us to make some tragic choices.
So how do you break down each study? Because the sessions are kind of broken down in different ways. And if we're going to study, say, Potiphar's wife, lead us through how that study would look like in the Bible.
Well, there's a piece of writing in the book about her story. And then there are discussion starters, if you're using this in a group, or opportunities to provoke thought if you're studying this by yourself. And there's also a DVD that goes with this, a 10 to 12 minute teaching session that I've done. It's been set up like an FBI situation room where there's an opportunity, for example, if it's a small group, you don't have to have a small group teacher, you simply have to have a small group facilitator who will host that activity. And then in addition to that, there are daily Bible reading notes each week based around that character, plus the sermon outlines, PowerPoint slides, all of that. So really, the idea, guys, with the busy lives that we lead is to put all of these ingredients, if you like, in a box. And then an individual can utilize those, a small group can, or an entire congregation can take those ingredients and make them their own. That's the format, and I appreciate it when the work has been done, but I can then take that work and apply that into my own personal or local situation. So that's the thinking behind this.
So it's really, you've got a Bible study, you've got a devotional. I mean, it's all kind of wrapped up there together.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the way it's set up. And, you know, it's obviously the choice of the local leader, if it's a church situation, to take what they want and utilize what they need for their situation. That's the plan.
In an ideal situation, is it ideal for small group? I mean, do you think it's best for individuals?
Well, the idea really is for it to be applicable across the board. I mean, I think that for me, as a pastor, the ultimate discipling unit is really the small group. You know, I absolutely believe in the power of weekend preaching. But sometimes, and I've been doing this for 41 years, that can feel like you're standing up at the weekend and throwing seed down there, hoping that it's going to germinate. You know, let's face it, putting it bluntly, we're investing in the invisible. We can't immediately see the results. Whereas a small group, I think, is the opportunity to share life, to share perspective, and to allow others into our journey, both hearing about it and speaking into it. So the ideal situation would be small group, but also there have been a lot of people that have been utilizing this material just by themselves. And that's the objective here, to make it as multi-purpose as possible.
We're talking with Jeff Lucas. The book is Notorious, an integrated study of the rogues, scoundrels, and scallywags of Scripture. And Jeff, if folks want to find out more information about the study, how can they do so?
You can go on to jefflucas.org, which is my website, or you can look on Amazon for this as well. David C. Cook is the publisher. Their website would provide further details as well.
Hey, Jeff, it really looks like a fascinating study, and I appreciate you joining us and taking some time out of your busy schedule. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. You have a great day. Appreciate it.